thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
All right. Good morning. How are we doing? I hear that you guys are in midterms and taking tests, so your brains are probably a little fried, but my name is Michael Boulware, and just to give you a little bit more about me, I am from right here in Columbia, South Carolina. I was born and raised here, went to Spring Valley High School, and like he said, I am married. I've been married for 16 years to Jessica, my wife. I have four biological kids and two foster kids, so my life is really full right now. My oldest is 14, and my youngest is 4, so I have a lot going on. I am not a pastor. I've never been to some seminary like this. I'm just a guy who played sports, and I love Jesus with everything I have. I wouldn't even consider myself a great motivational speaker or a speaker in general, but I am a coach. I coached my 10-year-old Pop Warner team. I was at practice last night. That's why my voice is a little raspy. I do a lot of yelling out there. So my goal today is to coach you. Not necessarily to preach at you. I don't have anything that I'm going to ask from you. You know, there's no sign up. There's no commitment. I want to give something to you. You've got to live this life. You've got to go out there and live in this world. And my goal today is to maybe give you a few tools to use to maybe fight off this enemy we have, the devil, and to live a life for Christ. We okay with that? All right, here we go. Turn, if you will, in your Bibles. Let me ask you this question. Who has your Bible here today? Man, who has your Bible here today? I'm just going to, this is a side note, man. When you come to chapel, there's nothing wrong with your phone. There's nothing wrong with the screen. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm telling you, there's nothing like being able to flip the pages, being able to underline, make notes. Bring your Bible, especially to chapel. Athletes, I'm telling you, I could not go to, when I was playing for the Seahawks, if I went to my meetings without my playbook, oh, that's a $2,000 fine each time. Right, and this is for something worldly that doesn't matter. This book, it's the word of God. So when you come, I'm gonna challenge you. From now on, bring your book, bring your playbook. All right, I'm gonna be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I'm an athlete, so I'm intense, I pace, but when it's time to read, I've gotta plant my feet, I've gotta put all my focus there. I'm not the best reader, so I'm gonna read this the best I can, bear with me. Here we go, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. Finally then, brothers, as we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God, just as you were doing, that you do so more and more. For you know what instructions the instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all things. As we told you beforehand and solemnly warn you, God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. Therefore, whoever disregards this, disregards not man, but God, who gives his Holy Spirit to you. So guys, here's the play. The play is abstain from sexual immorality. Abstain from sexual immorality. Run, flee. Let's go a little deeper. 1 Corinthians, flip over to the left. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. This is one of those verses that I have underlined in my Bible. I need this one often. Here we go. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will be dominated by anything. I will not be dominated by anything. For food is meant for the stomach, and stomach for food. And God will destroy both of them, one another. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord. And the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will raise us up by his power. Do you not know your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For as it is written, the two will become one in flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one in spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but a sexual immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple for the Holy Spirit within you, from whom you have from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Fleeing from sexual immorality, guys, that's not easy. It's not easy. It's not comfortable to do that. You're going to be tempted. You're going to be tested. Your feelings, your desires are going to well up in you. But I'm telling you, it's a trick. It's written, the devil is a lion roaming around looking for someone to devour. One of the things he does, he uses the sexual desires to trick you, to pull you away, to tempt you. Look out. Don't do it. God created sex, and it's a blessing in the proper context. In the proper context, I love what T.D. Jakes said. T.D. Jakes said, a blessing given too soon is a curse. A blessing given too soon is a curse. And that's what the devil wants to do to you. He wants to trick you. Right? He wants to take something that God made and tries to convince you to do it outside of God's timing. And it's a curse. And it's bad for you. Why do I tell you this? Guys, like you mentioned, I went to Florida State. I was an athlete there, and I went to Florida State back in the heyday. Right, I went there. When I went, I think we were the number one party school in America. Right, and Florida State is in Florida where it's 90 degrees every day. Right, even in the winter, it's pretty warm, but in the summers, it's hot. And the ladies there, they don't really wear very much. Right? And along with that, I'm the younger brother of the number 4 pick overall, rookie of the year, 2-time Pro Bowl, Super Bowl champ, Peter Bowler. So I had a name. And on top of that, I had a lot of success. Right? So the temptation for me at Florida State, it was great. I had access to almost anything that I wanted. But I'm telling you, through the power of the Holy Spirit, I fled sexual immorality. I met my wife. She was the first girl I ever kissed. I was a virgin when I got married. Even back then, people thought it was impossible. You couldn't do it. Especially when the things that are thrust at you as a young athlete, 18, 19 years old, the women were everywhere. You had access to anything, not anything, but a lot of bad stuff. But through the power of the Holy Spirit and through a few techniques I want to share with you, you can flee sexual immorality. Do you understand? Do you understand? I want you to know it is possible. You can do it. And I can tell you, 16 years later from meeting my wife and being married, it's worth it. It's worth it. So how do I do it? How did I do it? First and foremost, the power of the Holy Spirit, right? God kept me, right? But I want to give you three things. Three things. The first is your eyes. It's written in Matthew, the eyes are the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body is full of darkness. If the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? I'm telling you guys, your eyes is important. What you're looking at. And really, your eyes and your ears at the same time. What are you looking at? What movies are you watching? What videos are you watching? Statistics say that a lot of us in this room are struggling with something called pornography. But you can't do that. You've got to run from that for sure. But it just doesn't stop there with your eyes. You can't listen to sensual and sexual music. It's got to be gone, like, until you get married. For me and my wife now, I will sing love songs to her all day long. But beforehand, while I was in college, no, I didn't do it. All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. It's not helpful for me to do that, right? Is it wrong to be on YouTube looking at a music video? Is it wrong? I can tell you this, it's not helpful. It's not helpful if you're trying to flee sexual immorality. Some of that stuff you're watching on TikTok, I don't even have TikTok. Some of those social media things, I'm not saying the media is, but it's what you're looking at. Your eyes and ears, you need to take those things and you need to reevaluate it. You need to run from it. You got me? You got me? Good, here we go. Next thing. So we got our eyes and ears. This next one, it's kind of big. It's really important. When I coached and I taught at high school, I made all my students memorize this. And it doesn't just apply to sexual immorality, it applies to almost anything. So it is written, do not be deceived. Do not be tricked. Bad company corrupts good character. Bad company corrupts good character. Who are you hanging around? Because if the people you're hanging around have darkness, have bad eyes, are doing bad things, you're going to fall to them. You're going to fade to them, slowly but surely. Let me give you something that's in the world that's like not even biblical, right? They say you are the average of the five people you hang around. You're the average of the five people you're hanging around. If those people you're hanging around are in sin, sleeping around, looking at pornography, doing all the wrong things, eventually they're going to pull you down. When I was at Florida State, I did not go to the club. Never been to the club. Still. I didn't drink. I don't drink. I flee sexual immorality. Right? All my friends, all my teammates, they would go. Boy, are you going? I ain't going, bro. I can't. I know what's in them clubs and down there in Florida. Ain't happening. Ain't happening. You feel me? Here we go. I'm a faster. I fast often. When I was playing in college and in the NFL, I would do a 7-day fast before the season. I would do a 7-day water fast after the season. And then throughout the year, I would just fast just because. And I would be dealing for stuff, and I would fast. And on a fast, there are things you should do and you shouldn't do. Let me tell you what I'm not doing on a fast. I'm not watching no movie with food in it. I ain't going to my favorite all-you-can-eat restaurant on no fast. I don't want to listen to no music on no fast that has music about food. I don't want my friends talking about it. Because when I'm on a fast, when I'm not eating food, last thing I want to do is tempt myself with it. I'm running from it. And I understand your desires, your feelings, what you got going on. I'm not trying to say they're not there. But man, when you are looking at that crap on your phone and you're looking at that crap on the internet and you hanging around all these people that are doing bad stuff, going to the club, going to the bar, your chances of making it are slim. Your chances of making it are slim. You've got to cut it. You've got to eliminate that stuff. I'm telling you, it ain't easy. It ain't fun. It's not comfortable. But being a Jesus follower isn't comfortable. It's written, take up your cross. Right? It's gonna cost you something. It's gonna cost you something to live for Christ. And I am telling you, I did it. And I'm doing it now. And it's worth it. Do you hear me? It's worth it. I'm gonna give you one more example. I have one more scripture and I'm gonna be done. My oldest son, my boy, if I come home to my boy, and I tell Michael John, his name, Michael, I want you to go upstairs. I want you to clean your room. And I want you to clean your room and I want you to wash your clothes. Right? I want you to go upstairs, clean your room and wash your clothes. And I leave. And I come back next day. I say, Michael John, what's up, man? Where we at? Where we stand on this thing, man? You got that thing done for me? He's going to be dead. You know what? I remember what you said. I remember you told me to go upstairs and clean my room. And I got so excited about what you told me to do, I called my friends up. And I told them what you told me to do. And we got excited. We came over. We started singing songs and worshiping God about what you told me to do. And I'm like, Mike, it's great, dude. I'm happy for you, but bruh. Did you clean your room? Did you wash your clothes? Nah, Dad, I didn't. Now, I don't know about your household, but in my household, that's a problem. Right? And that problem is probably going to warrant him. Now, I used to be a screamer and a yeller and all that. I don't even yell anymore. Like, man, you just earned yourself a punishment, which probably means you're not going to sit down very easily for a couple hours. Right, no problem. You disobeyed. You didn't do what I asked you to do. Consequence. Here's what I know about the guys. Here's what I know about you guys, for the most part. You know the word. You're probably telling people all over the place the word. But my question is, are you living it? Are you doing what God asked you to do? Are you fleeing sexual immorality? Are you fleeing lust? Running from it. Like, not like dance around with it, see how close I can get. Like, go the other way. Like we read in Thessalonians, you know the instructions God's given you. You know right from wrong. But yet you want to see how close you can get to the edge. Dangerous. And I'm just telling you guys, unfortunately, you may know this or not, just like my boy, there are consequences for disobeying. There are consequences for disobeying. Now, here's what I want some of you to know, right? Some of you need to hear this, so make sure you look up here. Look up here. I'm almost done. I want you to hear this. There are consequences for sin. I punished my boy, but I still love him, and he's still mine. And this is the thing, for you and for me, when we sin, there's consequences for our sin, right? But you're still his boy. You're still his girl. God still loves you. So what I am saying is, when you mess up, when you screw up, it's not that you're not saved anymore. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that at all. So we got our eyes, we got our ears, and we got the company we keep, right? We're going to know the word, but we want to be doers of the word. That's my passion, guys. I probably don't know this better as well as I should. But man, the stuff I know, I try to live it. The stuff I know, I try to live it. Today is about fleeing, running from all sexual immorality, all of it, all lust. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. I'm gonna finish with this, my favorite verse. I got this verse from a legend who died, Reggie White, right? When I got his autograph, he put it on the bottom of his autograph, and so now I do it. If I sign my name, I sign my name. Michael Bulwer, 28, 1 Corinthians 10, 13. It says, now I've drawn a blank. No temptation has seized you but what is common to man. No temptation has seized you but what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up underneath it. Here's what I'm telling you guys. You're going to do your eyes right. You're going to change what you do with your eyes. You're going to change what you listen to. You're going to get under control who you're hanging out and where you're going. And you're still going to be tempted. You're still going to be tempted. What I am telling you, every time I've been tempted in my life, there has been an opportunity for me to not do it. And here's the thing, guys. It's super subtle. It's so subtle. And I find myself asking, was that it? Lord, is that my way out? Let me give you some surefire confirmation that what you saw was your way out. It's going to be awkward. It's going to be weird. That little, oh, what is, man, if I do, that's going to be weird. Take it. Do it. Every time. Anytime I was faced with sin or any type of temptation, there's always been this little, ooh, if I go over there, that's going to be weird. That's going to be awkward. That's your confirmation. Take that. Run. Explain it later. Oh, dude, what happened to you last night? Man, I don't even know, man. I got in my head. I don't know. Just, I had to leave. I had to get out of there. Be willing to be weird, to be awkward for Christ. Be willing to stand up for him. Because I'm telling you, I'm 20 years ahead of you. I'm 20 years ahead of you. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, I was able to keep my virginity. It is worth it. Ladies, don't give it up for them. That guy, if he ain't willing to wait, he ain't the one. He ain't the one. Men, if she's willing to undress for you right now and you ain't married, she ain't the one. She ain't the one. And I'm telling you guys, I'm telling you, listen, it's going to be hard. Oftentimes, it ain't. The battle is won way before that. And that's my whole point. You got to win it with what you're looking at on a daily basis. You got to keep your eyes in this word. I know it's corny, and somehow or another, when you're reading this text, you win. When you keep your eyes focused on Jesus and what he's done, it wins. You win. Everybody got it? Well, here we go. I'm going to pray for us, and I'm going to be done. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for your word. I thank you for these men and women in this room, Father. I know there's a devil out there trying to trick them, trying to tempt them. I pray that they will keep their eyes on you, Father. I pray that they will stay strong, Father. Father, I pray that they will flee sexual immorality, Father. I pray that they will run. I pray that they will run, Father. I pray that they will run. Father, I pray that you would open their eyes to realize that there is an enemy and there is a devil. And the devil does not want them to win this sexual game, Father. So, Father, protect them. I thank you for them in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.